Blackstone Audio presents Murder on a Mystery Tour by Marion Babson. This book is read by Stephen Crossley. Chapter 1. The knives were out at Chortlesby Manor. Fish knives, butter knives, meat knives, carving knives, bread knives, fruit knives. Even, in deference to the visitors expected soon, steak knives were spread in glittering array across the pantry table. Below them ranged fish forks, meat forks, salad forks, carving forks, sweet forks, pastry forks, and pickle forks. Then came a lower row of soup spoons, sweet spoons, teaspoons, coffee spoons, salt spoons, egg spoons, table spoons, and assorted serving spoons. The final row was a miscellaneous jumble of sugar tongs, grape scissors, jam jar lids, salt cellars, cruet sets, knife rests, fish slices, muffin ears, nutcrackers, nut meat picks, and a dozen fox mask silver stirrup cups. An all-pervading smell of silver polish hung heavy in the air, and the once pristine butler's apron was grey-streaked and stained. The man wearing it gave a final vigorous rub to a pastry fork and set it down in the proper row. He frowned at it judiciously and picked it up again. "Oh, let it be, Reggie," his wife said from the doorway. "If you get that silver any brighter, they'll have to wear dark glasses at the dinner table." "A couple of the last ones did anyway," Reggie said. But he replaced the fork and grimaced at his hand. "Filthy job."
"I told you to leave it to the help," Midge said. Letty was mooning around all